This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados has recorded yet another COVID-19 death. The Prime Minister expresses concern about the number of people still not following the protocols. And Minister of Maritime Affairs addresses pleas for the barricading of the beach area hotspot to prevent further drownings there. Good morning, I am Tony Shirokyo. The details just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another COVID-19 death. The announcement was made by Minister of Health, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. This brings the death toll to 46.
It is with great sadness that I inform you of the passing of another daughter of the soil. The 66-year-old female had a history of diabetes, hypertension, and shortness of breath. She was a primary contact of a COVID-positive patient who tested positive on the 5th of May 2021. She had a negative first COVID-19 test and presented for her second test yesterday. Sometime after returning home, she regrettably passed away. Sincerest condolences are extended to her family and friends. May she rest in peace.
He also spoke about the COVID-19 case at the Ellerslie School.
A student from the Ellerslie Secondary School is among four persons testing positive today out of 436 tests that were carried out overnight at the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. All four cases are being investigated, but this particular one involving a minor is receiving the vigorous attention of public health officials as they seek to conduct the customary contact tracing and sourcing exercise. Already, several primary and other contacts of the student have been tested, and we expect to be in a position to shed further light on this developing situation.
Minister of Health, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. This latest COVID fatality comes as Prime Minister Mia Amor Molly expresses concern about the number of people still not following the protocols, including mask wearing, and those still reluctant to get vaccinated. Speaking during a ceremony to mark the arrival of another shipment of COVID-19 vaccines via the Global COVAX facility, Ms. Motley noted that due to the new strains of the virus, more and more young people here and overseas are contracting the virus. She cautioned Barbadians about the risk of becoming complacent.
As I drove up here this morning, there's still a few people who are not wearing masks in public spaces. I want to beg you, in simple terms, life is too short, and putting this on your face is too easy for you to risk your life. The fact that we've been able to reduce our positivity rate predominantly to under 2% for the most part in the last month, but that does not mean that we are not at risk. And every few days we see a spike reminding us that we are still very much in this battle against COVID.
Ms. Motley also indicated government's intention to roll out a major campaign to try to persuade more Barbadians to be immunized against COVID-19.
We can only get out of this if we work to reach herd immunity. For those of you who are hesitant or have issues, we are more than prepared to answer your queries and to ramp up the level of public communication. As I said, we have done well with over 75,000 vaccines being administered, but we need to do better in order to get to that point where we can be assured that we can have some level of normalcy in our system again. The truth is that there are people out there who want, but there's still people out there who doubt.
Minister Mia Amor Motley. Following news of another COVID case at a secondary school, the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union is renewing its call for random testing of students and other measures to guard against the spread of the virus in classrooms. BSTU President Marianne Redmond says this is even more critical now in light of the new variants.
Since the 24th of March as well, we ask that there be random testing of teachers and students even before the resumption of face-to-face instruction at the schools, and for it to continue after that has not happened. We have also asked for monitors at the secondary level too, so that we can ensure that the older children adhere to the protocols Since many are not wearing masks, or they're not wearing them properly, or they're not social distancing.
BSU President Marianne Redmond. With calls by the public for something to be done at the area known as Hot Pot to prevent further drownings, the Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, said he will look into the matter. On Sunday, 21-year-old Giovanni Moise drowned at the beach at Brighton St. Michael in the area of Hot Pot after getting into difficulty. Mr. Humphrey tells Starcom Network News they will weigh their options.
I have also heard the comments from St. Clair King. He is the father of Javon. I felt them the way that any parent would feel those kinds of comments. I heard him and his request for something to be done at the Hot Pot. And I fortunately had the opportunity to have a brief conversation with Mr. King. And I have also told him that we will look into it. As it relates to the Hot Pot, we will be guided by the science and we will be guided by the data. Of course, the Hot Pot also has significant, deep, traditional cultural meaning to Barbadians. So we will also take those things into consideration. But I promise the family that we will do all in our power to look into it. And if there's anything that requires that kind of intervention, then we will offer that kind of intervention.
Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey. Leader of the opposition, Bishop Joseph Adderley, has challenged the government to address how it plans to deal with the level of alcohol consumption among children. He was speaking in the House of Assembly during his contribution to the liquor license bill.
There was a high use, Mr. Speaker, among school children. In 2006 report, one in every two students at class 3 and at class 4 in our secondary school. In the previous report, the average age for first consumption was 10 years old. We need, in my view, to be more proactive and more robust in the efforts we mount, whether it's the Ministry of Education, whether it is one of the other social agency related ministries, to treat to the problem of growing alcoholism among our students.
Meantime, Minister of Education Santia Bradshaw says one of the reasons for raising the age requirement for drinking alcohol from 16 to 18 was because of the prevalence of alcohol use among children in Barbados.
This government doesn't do anything lately. And the reason why the limit would have been increased in terms of the drinking age was also because of concerns expressed in the same report. And our own observations as members of parliament, not only in your constituency, honorable member, through you, Mr. Speaker, but certainly across the rest of Barbados, because we are all part of the wider community where we not only see how our young people are being exposed to alcohol, but we also are well aware that they're also exposed to other substances that have crept into the society as well.
Minister of Education Santia Bradshaw. In Jamaica, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has suggested Jamaica politicians might not be ready to move forward with a social partnership which could see the relocation of people from informal communities. He was speaking at the launch of the low-cost housing design competition, which forms part of the government's plan to build 70,000 affordable homes across Jamaica.
The idea of addressing the problem frontally and speaking about it, even at the risk of being criticized, because within the social dynamic of the country, whenever you speak about issues of poverty, you are being criticized, or you face the risk of being criticized of being unsympathetic. And I think that the greatest trick that has been played on the poor of the country is that and I call it the politics of poverty, is that the people who represent them would never confront them with the issues of poverty.
Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness. And finally, US motorists have urged not to hoard fuel as major fuel pipeline remains shut after a cyber attack. North Carolina, Virginia, and Florida have declared a state of emergency as petrol stations began running dry and prices rose. The average price for petrol stood at $2.98 per gallon, its highest since November 2014. Some motorists in the southeast were pictured stocking up on fuel. But U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said there was no need for motorists to hoard petrol. Recapping our top stories, Barbados has recorded yet another COVID-19 death. The Prime Minister expresses concern about the number of people still not following the protocols. And Minister of Maritime Affairs addresses pleas for the barricading of the beach area hotspot to prevent further drownings there. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tony Shirokio. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast comes your way at 8:30.